Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with
Thompson.
I said Thompson.
I know you did. You're into substituting sounds for other sounds, and that's fun. So, Thompson, good morning. Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners.
All right. What are you? You said you're all hot to talk about radioactive elements.
Radioactive periodic table elements.
Okay. So, can you name all the ones that are radioactive?
Well, technetium, francium, radium, mendelevium, I'll guess.
Mm-hmm.
Surely that.
Uranium.
Plutonium.
What else? Is seaborgium? Is that radioactive? Or rutherfordium? I'll bet you rutherfordium is.
Sure.
How about californium or einsteinium or mendelevium?
Actually, all of the ones in the latinides and actinides and transinides, radioactive.
Really? Wow. Now, what does it mean if something's radioactive?
The only three radioactive things that I know, the only two things that I know that are radioactive, that are all though in...
Strontium is radioactive. Strontium-90 and what's that other one? They make cones out of it what is it? Tritium? Tritium is radioactive. Yeah, tritium. They use that on the glow-in-the-dark watch hands, I think. But radium, that's the original radioactive. And potash, there's a pitch blend, is low-level radioactive. Potassium is radioactive in tiny amounts. Now, what does radioactive mean? What does that mean if something's radioactive? Because I don't really understand that.
But don't you understand what real radioactivity?
Oh, well, here's your table right here. Let's see. So, francium, radium, rutherfordium, dubnium, seaborgium, borium, hassium, meitnerium, darmstadtium, rentgenium, copernicum, ununtrium, flerovium, ununpentium, livermorium, ununceptium, ununocleum. Holy cow. Lawrencium, nobelium, mendelevium, fermium, einsteinium, californium, berkelium, curium, americium, plutonium, neptunium, uranium, protactinium, thorium. Ah, that's the stuff. Thorium. Actinium, promethium, astatine, radon, polonium. And that looks like, that's all of them. But what does that mean if something's radioactive? I don't understand what that means, Thompson.
Hey, guess what?
Do you know what it means?
Bismuth, astatine, and radon are also radioactive.
Wait a minute.
See?
Where's bismuth?
Bismuth? Oh, right.
No, bismuth is not radioactive.
Actually,
bismuth is what they make calamine lotion out of. It's a crystal.
What about astatine?
Yeah, that has the symbol. See, there's the symbol for radioactive.
But
still, you haven't... I don't understand what radioactive means. What does that mean? I get that most of all the transactiniums, or transactinides and lanthanides and actinides are mostly, almost all of them are radioactive. But what does that mean?
I think it means that they're sorta, I think, dangerous.
I agree. Radioactive means dangerous. That's definitely one of the things radioactivity means. It's so, dangerous. It can hurt you or it can even kill you.
Yeah, it's about the worstest thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
It certainly is one of the three worst that I've ever heard of.
Well, it's the
So we should stay away from anything that's radioactive. So radioactive is bad.
Well, some radioactive is good.
Really? What's that?
Well, the kind of potassium that we eat in bananas has not a single bit of radioactiveness.
Actually, I think a banana is the smallest unit of radioactivity there is. One banana. They use it as a measurement because potassium is super low-grade radioactive. Have you ever heard of a half-life?
No.
A half-life is the measurement of time it takes for an element to break down to nothing.
Really?
Yeah, it's one half of how long it takes. So if something has a half-life of 8,000 years, it takes 16,000 years for it to completely be gone, to decay into a point where it's inert.
Do you mean like when you're half alive and half dead?
No, not really. No, like some variations of those elements can break down really fast, like within a few days. Some not so much. They stay around for a long time. Like plutonium or uranium, they never really go away. Not in any lifetime we're ever gonna know. They will be around longer than human civilization.
Guess what? Hold an element that I know, and it will melt in your hands.
What element do you know will melt in my hands?
I have to get the map to see. Which?
Maybe something with a really low melting point?
Oz? Hey, guess what? The only three elements to have a low melting point are iridium, uranium.
No, that's super, super long. I don't know what the boiling or the melting point of uranium is. That's actually a pretty good question, but I imagine it would be really, really, really high because they use that in nuclear power plants, and when they have a meltdown, that's about the worst thing they can have. It means it's completely out of control, and it destroys itself. It also releases massive amounts of radiation into
the air. Oh, iridium!
All right. Well, you know what? We'll have to come back to this topic. It's been quite a heady show, but it's time for special shout-outs. We only got 20 seconds. Special shout out to grandmother and godmother and mom and daddy.
I'm a mama called Lacey Love, a Brett, a Josie, a Bobo, a Josie
Arson. All right. Everybody love everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
And Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea.